Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 2nd of June, 2022. The Bible reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to 32. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Today's article, titled Set Apart, was written by Bill Crowder. In November 1742, a riot broke out in Staffordshire to protest against the gospel message Charles Wesley was preaching. It seems Charles and his brother, John, were changing some long-standing church traditions, and it was too much for many of the townsfolk. When John Wesley heard about the riot, he hurried to Staffordshire to help his brother. Soon, an unruly crowd surrounded the place where John was staying. Courageously, he met face to face with their leaders, speaking with them so serenely that one by one, their anger was assuaged. John Wesley's gentle and quiet spirit calmed a potentially savage mob. But it wasn't a gentleness that occurred naturally in his heart. Rather, it was the heart of the Saviour whom Wesley followed so closely. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This yoke of gentleness became the true power behind the Apostle Paul's challenge to us. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. In our humanness, such patience is impossible for us. But by the fruit of the Spirit in us, the gentleness of the heart of Christ can set us apart and equip us to face a hostile world. When we do, we fulfill Paul's words, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." Let's pray. Father, sometimes I want to strike back, to hurt those who've hurt me. Remind me in those moments that Jesus displayed a heart of gentleness and compassion to his adversaries. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.